Yeah.
So they're getting checked inside of courtesy of Lowe's, some new luggage that I have.
Yeah.
Yep. Now we duct tape up, but so you got new wheels. Let's tell about these wheels.
Yeah, they're nice. They're 15-inch wheels, 6-inch wide on 6-bolt pattern, 5.5 centers, 2,800 pound weight rating, and they came with stainless steel center caps and stainless steel lug nuts and all that stuff. They look really sharp, real nice.
Excellent.
Yeah. So you can check them out at trailertireandwheels.com. The part number, I'll have all this on the website. The part number is AW1504. And they're really great to work with. So we're talking about it and, place the order. And just a few days later, they show up UPS. So it's really not any trouble at all to get them.
They're going to be up on the blog?
Yeah. I'll put them up on the put them up on the ambassador update. And we'll put them on the blog as well when we get them installed.
Do you have new rubber on that trailer?
Oh, yeah.
You put new rubber before you came back from Ohio with it, right?
Oh, definitely. Definitely, yeah.
Ah, the wuss.
Weak at heart.
You didn't want to travel with fat tires?
Not 2,500 miles. They had like 10 pounds of air in them.
Those California boys.
I know. You're right here, man.
Right? What'd you say on the last show?
I don't know. Man. What did I say?
License plate man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we keep forgetting.
Let's see. What else have I been doing on a trailer? Doing some more woodwork, framing in the cabinetry for around the refrigerator. And basically got that done. Got the fridge running on AC. So that's working out really well. And I had to make a new door. Colin, you probably have this, right? When you walk in on the left or on the Ambassador. On the left-hand side, there's a little cabinet there, and there's a little narrow door.
Broom closet.
Yeah?
No, hang on a second. My fridge only goes sort of halfway up, but there's a counter there.
There's a counter there, but there's a little door next to, like, the magazine racks. Do you have cabinet?
Yes.
I had
that's my axe cabinet.
In the 1960 trade when I had the same thing.
Yeah. It almost looks like a file cabinet. That's what we've been calling
closet.
It.
But that's where you keep your broom for sweeping.
I keep
off
the axe in there.
Oh, ooh, right by the door.
A new commercial. He's got an axe, honey.
Yeah. don't pound on Colin's door in the middle of the night. Anyway, my original door was all rotted out, and the laminate was peeling off the bottom and all that stuff. So I had to fabricate a new door there and a new curved section that attached to the wall. And I got that all done, stained up, and matching pretty well. And
got news for you, Tim.
What's that?
All of our laminate's peeling.
In yours?
You've seen the pictures?
You're 58. I know. You better get busy.
Anybody that buys a 1950s or late early 60s trailer has got peeling laminate.
I just had it in a few spots, you know. I mean, not everything. I went through and used that...
You're lucky.
Wax and stuff on it. So
yeah, you're lucky.
Beeswax stuff. Yeah, it's coming up really nice.
It must have been the 30 coats of shellac that I had on mine. The pure weight peeled it off.
So, I think it was the humidity in that thing that did it.
Yeah, it peeled the paint too, right, Colin?
Yeah, like there was latex over Zolotone, and the latex was falling off along with the Zolotone. Yeah. I think that's one of the very few trailers I've seen where the Zolotone actually fell off the aluminum.
Yikes. Let's see, also, I had a few screens that were ripped out, so I decided to start replacing those, and it was so easy. I said, you know what, these old screens are pretty nasty throughout, so I just continued on and rescreened the whole trailer.
Yeah, they do add a lot. It's easy to do, and it adds a lot to it.
Yeah, it makes it really clean looking, so.
Yeah, that's, you always, we put new screens in all the time. It's really, really cheap for what the difference you can get in the
look. Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like cleaning your windows, you know. It's amazing.
Yeah.
The difference.
That's right. Especially when you clean the inside of your window.
I had all those new screens in the Sovereign column, but when we were putting in the openers for the windows, it kind of hurt because I had to put a slit in my new screens.
Oh.
You know. Because they go right over the screen on the inside.
Oh.
Yeah.
I really love these 60s windows, man. I mean, they're just so awesome.